From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Fighters affiliated with the predominantly Kurdish Syria Democratic Forces were celebrating Saturday in the streets of Manbij after seizing the northern Syrian town from the Islamic State group. Footage broadcast by Kurdistan 24 shows scores of residents celebrating in the streets hours after SDF fighters captured the town. Mohammed Juma Hassoun is an SDF combatant. He said, "Thank God, today we liberated the entire city of Manbij and we liberated the civilians from the Islamic State group and will clear the houses and the roads from mines." The civilians, he said, are celebrating and happy. Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, which is the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-proclaimed caliphate. At least 10 people were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in northern Yemen Saturday. 10 children were reported injured in the attack in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a. Also Saturday, Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years in an attempt to assert their dominance over the internationally recognized government. In a statement released on state media, President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi condemned the session, which did not appear to have a quorum. He called it a violation of the Constitution and warned that members of parliament present had committed a crime punishable by law. The United Nations suspended peace talks in the country last week. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.